Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Erin Durden-Little. Erin is the Regional Food Systems Coordinator for the Community Alliance with Family Farmers. First of all, Erin, let's talk about CAF, or the Community Alliance with Family Farmers, and what the mission and goals of that organization are.
So CAF is actually a statewide nonprofit, and we are operating out of the Humboldt Field Office here for the Redwood Coast region. But CAF as a whole has been around since the early 70s and has been advocating for family farmers and sustainable agriculture in California since then. So a lot of the work involves making family farms viable, economically viable, and to educate the public about what that means to support local agriculture and family farms at that level.
Well, it seems like one of those things where family farmers, you know, up to a certain point didn't have any sort of a lobby, anybody to, you know, to really speak for them. It was a lot of individuals who really by themselves didn't really feel like they had the power to make any change. How did CAF kind of come about?
You know, the history of CAF is pretty interesting. It was a merging of two organizations in the early days. And one part of that was pretty strong in advocacy in the policy realm. And that part has continued with CAF. To this day. So you're right. One of the main things that CAF does is provide a voice for the family farmer, both in Sacramento and in D.C., and is part of the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, which is a coalition of sustainable ag organizations across the country as well, providing a unified voice for issues, especially at the national level for small-scale ag.
I remember reading a book once, and they were just talking about a particular fruit, like a peach or something like that. And they were saying, you know, who is the marketing organization that's going to market this peach? And when you think about it, Whole Foods really, you know, they just don't have that. It's not like Cheerios or, you know, Fritos or whatever. You know, it's just the thing that it is. And it just seems like it's so great to have an organization like this that can speak for people who are raising these really whole foods that we need so much.
Yeah, that's interesting. There are actually marketing coalitions, right, at the state level. So you have the Almond Board or what's another one? Olives or avocados. There are marketing associations that growers actually are required to pay into, but those exist for growers that are producing on a very large scale. So that's kind of that commodity marketing, you might say, versus if you're talking about that farmer's market peach.
Yeah.
You know, that's
or kale.
That's, right. Right. Exactly. So you're not getting the dollars put behind that type of advertising or marketing. Absolutely.
So how did you get involved with CAF? How did you get involved with farming in general?
So I'll try not to make that too long of a story. I really got connected to sustainable agriculture through the Peace Corps when I was just out of college. I was in Bolivia for a couple of years, and the community I lived in was based on subsistence agriculture, and that was the first time I saw that in situ. People who lived, breathed, celebrated, and basically their whole lives were based on growing food for themselves. And so when I came back to the States, I knew that I wanted to be involved in agriculture in some way. And ended up, I'm originally from Humboldt County, and so after grad school, I came back here and worked on a farm in the area, worked on Redwood Roots Farm for several seasons, and started to get involved with the local CAF office when I was on crew there, and it's kind of grown from there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what a great place to start Redwood Roots, because
yeah.
It seemed like Janet is a great mentor.
Yeah, she basically offered me the opportunity to start some educational opportunities for the community at the farm, and that's how I got connected to CAF as well in the Farm to School program.
Well, let's talk about one of the programs that is part of the Farm to School program. It's the Harvest of the Month program. And this is one of the things I think that young people, if they really aren't exposed to a lot of foods, this is a way to expose them to things that they may never try just based on what their family eats. Can you talk a little bit about that program?
Sure. So Harvest of the Month is actually run by the Humboldt County Office of Education here in Humboldt County, at least at the elementary school level. So the nutrition education program over at HCOE coordinates monthly tastings, basically. So participating classrooms receive a kit every month or an amount of produce to taste with the kids in the classrooms. And what we do is partner with HCOE to try to source local produce for that program as much as possible, and then also provide a farmer profile about the farm that's provided that item so that the teachers can use that in the classroom as a learning and teaching experience as well.
And your job, a lot of what you're doing right now, is helping to develop new markets for a lot of the local farmers. So one of them is, of course, the schools. But the problem with that, of course, is they're gone in the summertime when so much of the produce is available.
Right.
But the Humboldt Senior Resource Center sounds like that's been a really big market development for you.
Yeah. We've been trying to identify, basically, I mean, the word institution isn't our favorite one to use, but institutional buyers. So food service operators that are operating a meal program that are interested in sourcing local products for that meal program. And the Humboldt Senior Resource Center has become a really great partner in that work. They do operate year-round, and so it's a nice opportunity to connect farmers to them when their produce is in peak season. Like you said, schools are coming back in September. So you do get that fall season, but it's often so hectic when schools come back that it's common to miss that opportunity just because of timing. So the Senior Resource Center serves a very different population than schools do, obviously, and their clientele love local products, love local produce. They recognize that flavor. They have memories of what that fresh produce should taste like. And the food service manager over there, Tina Taylor, is very committed to the nutritional content of the food that she's serving and is under pretty strict standards to do so as well. So she sees the opportunity with local produce there too. And we've been able to connect her to a number of local growers so that they're selling their product into that cafeteria. And then we're going to be working with them more this year to really highlight that so that the folks in the dining centers and the public know what's happening there. The great work being done.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's really important is knowing where your food is coming from. And I just think it helps to have that story that goes along with it. Like, you know, you're eating this kale and it came from this farm. And,
right.
You know, it's great that Humboldt Bay has such a nice, mild climate. It can grow kale practically year round. And, you know, just kind of, I don't know, builds a little story in your head that goes with the food that you're eating.
Right.
And I love the idea, too, that you're working with the seniors, too, who really know what good food is. And you don't have to as much introduce them to it and do a taste of the month. They know what good, solid, whole food is like. And
right.
They're happy to have it.
They are.
Appreciate it.
They are very happy to have it. They demand it, in fact.
That's right. What are some of the other markets that you've helped to develop for the local farmers?
One of the projects that we're pretty excited about right now is developing worksite CSA opportunities for farmers. And this has been in development for a number of years now. We started a few years back with St. Joseph's Hospital and have been able to connect a farmer to them. They'd run a CSA there now every year. And the idea is that with a CSA, of course, you're getting a weekly distribution of produce during the harvest season. When you are doing that at a worksite, the farmer delivers those boxes directly to the site. So it's a very convenient form of CSA and a different model than a lot of the farms in the area use, which is to have folks come to the farm to pick up, which it has its own benefits and deep connection to the farm there as well. So what we've done is expanded on that model at St. Joe's and identified additional work sites and connected CSA farms there. So we connected Shake Fork Community Farm, for example, to Redwood Memorial.
What a great idea, because they're both down there in the Eel River Valley area.
Exactly. And so they do a drop there. This is going to be, I think, the second, maybe third season that they're doing that this year. And then new this year, we were working with Earthly Edibles Farm and actually connected them to Humboldt Senior Resource Center. They're doing a CSA drop there. They're one of the farms selling into the food service program there and are also doing a CSA. And then at the Greenway Building in Arcata, where we actually have our office, we developed another site. And so we added about 20 shares to Earthly Edibles CSA this year, which is a significant increase in benefit to them. And then what we found to be very interesting with the outreach to develop these sites is we were reaching a population that wouldn't normally be joining a CSA. A lot of folks didn't know what a CSA was. So it's interesting in that it gets outside the normal advertising circles that farms might usually be able to access. So by getting into a workplace and developing relationships on behalf of a farmer, we're able to reach a whole new population with the CSA and look to continue that to help grow CSAs in the area.
So if somebody's interested, they have a business, they're interested in maybe having CSA drops done at their place of business, maybe they should give you a call. Where
Absolutely.
Would they call you?
Yeah, they can call me at the CAF office, and the number there is 707-826-0233.
That's great. This has been wonderful talking about CSAs and Community Alliance with Family Farmers. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Erin Durden-Little with the Community Alliance with Family Farmers. Thank you, Erin.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.